Okay. I decided to start doing it in English. Why? Because in Hebrew, he never said it in Hebrew anyway. He said it in Yiddish. So why think hard by doing the Hebrew when we could just read the English? When it wasn't it's nice to read in Lashon HaKodesh when it's written in Lashon HaKodesh. He didn't write it in Lashon. He didn't say it in Lashon HaKodesh. He said it in Yiddish. If we're really good, we'd read it in Yiddish. Yiddish? We can do it. It'll be a little waste of time. But no, it happens to be once in a while. If I made like a dig, the professor said, look in the Yiddish and make sure that's right, because the proper way to learn Sipur Maaseh is to see it in Yiddish. I mean, if you have a dig in the Hebrew, it comes totally off because it's so untranslated, the Hebrew, from Yiddish to Hebrew. So Yiddish to Hebrew, Yiddish to English. So okay, this way your minds don't have to think about like what the words are. This is it. Okay. Now we have the life of the Chacham and we have the life of the Tam. Now we're going to see the coming together, page 174. We're going to see the coming together, the meeting of the Chacham and the Tam. Right? They both went on the path, and we learned about their path. Now they meet together. One day, there's a great commotion. Right? Well, let's go back to the Chacham. Why did he come back home?
He did everything, kind of.
He did everything, and therefore it's time to
get married.
Because there's a tachlis of getting married, so I'll get married. Now, he never thought about having a family. And why wouldn't he get married in Spain, in France, wherever he might have been at that time? Because who would like? I'm the success story. I'm like that guy, you know. I'm the guy that went back to my high school, you know, who was a wild guy in high school, and then I came out with my tits all tucked out nicely and everything like that. I'm that guy, and if I don't go back to Frisch, they won't know me there. So therefore, I have to go back to Frisch to show them how much I succeeded. Right? I have to go wherever it's cool. Sorry for folks at Frisch. I'm talking about myself. I went to Frisch. Right? No one's going to know that I succeeded. I have to go home. No one's going to be able to the success story. They're going to think I was just born with a silver spoon in my hand. I had a really, really rough life. And everything that I did, I had to work hard for. And darn it, I want to show him that. And I'm not going to get married. Yeah, I'm going to go home. Well, I think what he's really going home because he's feeling lonely. I think that he's feeling lonely. I think that's the real reason he's going home. He just feels like something's missing here. When you stray away from your home, you'll always have your home calling towards you. And he has like this home, even though he had everything going for him. He was a big doctor. Forget about the fact that he was a gold cutter and a silver cutter and then this and then that. And he was very successful and he was very smart and he would learn of it. But he was lonely. You know, the most important thing in life is to feel family and friends and good people around you. No matter how successful you are, if you're lonely, then you're... So this is why he's coming home. The sophisticate was returning. The Chacham was returning with great status and wisdom. Like the success story is coming. The 174. The simpleton was overjoyed. Not say the simpleton, the Tam. The Tam was overjoyed. He rushed to join the crowd that was greeting the Chacham, saying to his wife, "Quick, give me my silk coat." Remember his pelts, right? He's getting to give it. And he really believed that. You know, I was talking with somebody today that when the Lubavitcher Rebbe said, "Tachshov tov tiyeh tov," everybody knows that line. Tachshov, like in Israel, you see that massive billboards. "Tachshov tov tiyeh tov," think good and it will be good. It's not just like a game of like, oh, you know, it's your outlook. If you just think about it, it'll be good. Don't worry. No, your thought has the ability to change something to tov. Tachshov tov tiyeh tov. So when he's really meaning to give me my silk coat, it's not like some dude, he wasn't like winking, "Give me a silk coat," you know, with a wink, like, yeah, I know it's a disgusting pelt. But give me, you know, he really thought it was a silk coat, meaning you are, the Baal Shem Tov says in Keser Shem Tov Torah Nun Vav, he talks about that you are where your machshavas are. So if you think you're wearing a silk coat, you may be the biggest idiot. Everybody else in the world will laugh at you. Remember, the Tam gets laughed at. It was the last part of the last section. He gets laughed at. But he's like, they could laugh at me because with their eyes, of course it's funny. It's a disgusting coat. But I think it's a beautiful coat. And that's amazing, you know. You're only as beautiful as you feel. "I want to meet my friend. I want to see my old buddy." She gave me the sheepskin and he ran to greet his old... In the end, it was sheepskin. It wasn't the silk coat. And he ran to meet his old friend. The Chacham was traveling with a great pomp. And a huge coach. The Tam greeted him with love and joy and said, "My brother, my best friend, how have you been doing? Thank Hashem that you brought me back and I'm able to see you." The Chacham considered even the whole world to be nothing as we have seen. Someone like the Tam appeared to him like a madman, However, because of their friendship in their youth, he was friendly to him and rode with him in the city. He had like Rachmanis on him, like, oh God, get this madman up here. Okay, I'm a good friend. So get up on him. But while the Chacham has been abroad, the two homeowners had died, leaving their mansion. So both fathers died, and they both left the mansion. Remember, they had a mansion at the very beginning, and then they weren't able to like keep it up, but they had their mansions. They didn't lose their mansions. What happened? The Talmud remained home, said he inherited his father's mansion. He lived in it. We'll talk about what this means in a minute. The Chacham, however, was abroad, so there was no one to take care of the mansion. The Chacham's mansion, therefore, was neglected and in ruins, so that nothing remained of it. What is going on with his mansions and staying home and leaving? And losing the inheritance.
Yeah, I was thinking like, I don't know, this might be far out, but I was thinking like Olam Haba, maybe, like some allusions there to like, that he kept on it and he was working on it and like, his home, like he was doing what he was supposed to be doing.
Okay.
While the Chacham was away.
While the Chacham was doing
indulging in the Kiddushin.
Fine. Anything goes, that's good.
Yeah. Maybe when you have like a set Mokum Kafur.
Really, anything goes, yeah.
And you just have like a set place of your Mokum Kafur, where that's where you learn, that's where you daven, you're like able to build stuff up. But if you do like some things there and some things there and you don't stick to a Seder
exactly.
every day, then,
exactly.
then it'll go to nothing.
Very, 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 very good. Very good. I think that what it is that if you try to be somebody, he told me this personally actually, in Yechidos. A lot of you hear during Shiurim and everything like that, but this I was up with Yechidos. He said, you have to always stick with your core. Each one of us have core values, have a family background that made up our core, right? Like you know, if you're muscle building, whatever, you have your core, you know, the core of your body, and you have to strengthen it. That's your, meaning if you strengthen your arm, that's not your core body. So you can strengthen your arm all you want, but you can be a very weak person because your core is not there. Each person has their core. No matter what you do in life, whether you're a doctor, whether you become a Chassidus Rebbe, whatever you do in life, you have your core. And that has to be you. And everything else is just being Moses on the core. But always looking back, Achas v'Achas, Achas v'Shtayim, Achas v'Shalosh, when the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, he's always going back to Achas. He's always going back to Achas. You're always going, you're growing, growing, growing. Unfortunately, people are like stuck with their core and like they think that they can't grow the core because why should I be different? You can be different, but you should always have your core. You always have your headquarters of your life, of what your headquarters are. And then you will feel self-conscious. The people who don't grow are the people who don't have a proper self-core and therefore they're afraid to move away. It's like moving away from an unanchored ship. You don't want to move away from that ship because who knows where that ship's going to be soon. But once you anchor the ship, okay, now you can jump in the water, you can do water sports, everything like that, because you know that ship is going to be there. Right? So when you have your core, you can go out and you can try different things. You can be this, and you can try this yarmulke and that yarmulke and this tzitzis and that tzitzis and this bekesha and that bekesha and this hat and that hat. You can try, but because you have your inner core. You're not going to lose yourself. It's very important that no matter how much you grow, to have your inner core. And it's also it serves also that you're able to move out once you have your inner core. You're an anchored ship. The Chacham was an anchored ship. He was never connected to it. Nothing to do with where he was from. And therefore, not only did he lose everything on travels as well, as we'll see soon, he had nothing at home also. If you try to be somebody who you're not going to be that person, and you're not going to be yourself either. You're going to come back to yourself and say, okay, fine. At least I'm a good guy. No, you're not even a good guy anymore. At least I'm a smart person. You're not smart anymore. Or whatever it is. At least I one of the core values. At least I have, you know. No, you don't have that either. The Chacham goes so far and denies so much his original inner core. He's only coming back for kavod, at least outwardly. He's only coming back for kavod. Not only did he not succeed outside the world and he's still lonely, but he has nothing at home to speak for anymore. The Tom stick at home. Okay, so maybe the Tom was too much at home. Maybe he was too much of a homeboy. And maybe he was too much. And I don't think, I read this in Rav Steinsaltz. The professor also said it to me, but I was a little bit weary until I read it also in Rav Steinsaltz. So Rav Nachman's saying, not to be the Tom, don't be the Tom 100% either. There's a lot of chesronos in the Tom. You know, we were saying how like every chesron of the Tom, the fact that he loved your chesronos, that's true also. But also you have to fulfill your chesronos. And you have to find a nice balance between the Tam and the Chacham. It shouldn't have to be Kulo Tam. Kulo Tam is also that's very, very, very extreme. Right? So he was mamish home now, but what happened with the Chacham, there's nothing to come home to anymore. There's nothing to come home to anymore. So here it's like a guy who flips out. You know, I don't think that word exists anymore, flips out. I don't think there's a creature that exists anymore, flipping out. But it used to be that guys were like, mom is like, mom, you know, like, put up, change your clothing so quick, and everything about themselves is so quick, and they fell so hard. I know a guy, I was watching this guy, I'm like, oh boy, this guy has no mythos at all. Like, this guy's learning like crazy. I think he has no mythos. Everyone's going crazy. Oh, what a master. What a master. But I'm watching him, I'm like, this guy has a mythos worse than he was when in his high school. I knew him in high school. This is worse than mythos. He's not getting better here. And everyone's like, wow, master, master. He fell so hard. He fell so hard. He wasn't even able to get back to the core values that he had. Because he lost those also. Because he wasn't connected to his core. He was just... He wanted to be, 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 wanted to grow, 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 grow. He lost his core. He lost his core. Therefore, he was worse than he was in high school because he didn't have an anchor to come back to. Nothing to come back to. Stake out your anchors where you are. Stake out your value. Who you feel that you have a good midah. Stake it out in your life. Say, no matter where I go in life, I'm going to come back to this anchor. The Chacham didn't do that, and therefore he has nothing at home. And what happens? While the Chacham had been abroad, the two homeowners had died, leaving their mansions. Oh, we did that already. Sorry. Thus, when the Chacham returned, he had no place to live. He had no place to live. You understand what that means? He had no place to live. He had no place to call home. No place to... The Ani was lost, as Yechezkel says, Ani betocha gola. The Ani was in the Golos. I don't even have an Ani anymore. I don't even know who I am anymore. And he had to stay with him in an inn. He had to stay in an inn. Okay, he had to go to an inn. However, the inn was not to his liking, and he was very miserable. Right? Of course, he doesn't like the inn. He's been in Spain. Come on, you know how many times my clients from the touring, like, you know, please, we've been at, you know, you've been in the fanciest hotel in the north, like Satay. They're like, this was disgusting. This hotel, like, oh, you know, it was only $1,300 for the night, and you had a private pool. It was disgusting. We've been to this place and this place and this place. Like, you know, I've been with a family member that went like this in the inba. I was like, for my kids, it was like the craziest thing in the world to be in the inba. And one of my families took her finger against the wall like this, and she calls up the concierge or whatever. Says the walls are dusty. They just enjoy it. The walls are dusty. I hope they don't listen to this one. Okay. The simpleton, the Tom, now had something to do. Whenever he had a chance, he would leave his house and run to the sophisticated with the Chacham with love and joy. It's interesting that he said he had something to do. It's interesting that it says that he had something to do. Well, what does that say, that he had something to do?
Something new to do.
Something new to do. Okay, what does it mean that he had something new to do?
Yeah, he had a regular routine entire life, and now like, there's additional...
Right, and he's excited about it. Like, wow, my friend! This guy's so upset about everything, and nothing could go right with him. He's like, wow, I got my friends. Like what Dove Bear was talking about, like in the kids in Sri Lanka, whatever, whichever place it was. Like, they're so happy just to get like, oh, you get extra rice today. Whoa! You know, I at a certain level with my own kids, I think I failed because like they're, I guess yachasi to kids their age in other places, maybe it's not that bad, but like they're not so excited about it. Like it's hard to like. To like, you know, it's almost like I speak to my wife to like break down and like go back to square one where they're so happy about like, here guys, you got a lollipop or you got a hot toffee, you know, like it's like no, fruit by the foot, you know, like, you know, it's I'm telling you to be simple. They just, oh, it's so great, my friend is here. It's like, we're so dragged in the world of like, you know, I need, and then. You know, as we're getting more money, the need goes like, the need follows us, chases us really quickly, and sometimes the need passes with the money we have, and that's, life becomes very, very difficult. If we had some way to say, I don't need, and this goes, you know, making a little more money, but this stays the same in terms of my needs, that's a simcha in life. Like when you get a little haftaah of like, you know, I don't know, like that's like the happiest thing in the world. Like, wow, I have a friend here. It's amazing. Right, just the simplicities of life, to enjoy the simplicities. You can only enjoy the simplicities of life if you live a simple life. Right, if you live a very needy life, you're not going to enjoy the simplicities of life. Right. Right, like if you rent a car, if you like, whenever I rent a car, it could be the junkiest car in the world. I'm like so happy. I'm like, new car. Like, you know, and another person, like, no car rental will be good enough for him because he's seen the best, and nothing could be happy with him. The simpleton said to the sophisticated, the Tam said to the Chacham, my brother, come to my house, you can stay with me. I'll move all my belongings in one corner and you can have the full use of the rest of my house. He could only imagine that his house wasn't so big as it is. The Chacham liked this idea, so he moved into the Tam's house and stayed with him. You think the Chacham was happy in his house? No way. It's worse than the inn. The Chacham was always very miserable because it became known that he was very brilliant, as well as a fine craftsman and a highly skilled physician. Wow, those three things sounds very good things. A great doctor, a great craftsman, and a very brilliant. Why is he so sad about? Because he always expects so much of himself. He expects so much of that. Now we're going to see now. By the way, it doesn't say that he wasn't happy in his house. It's interesting that all of a sudden when he's in his house, he's fine. When you think like you see one look in his house like, I'm out of here, I'm going back to the hotel or whatever it is. Like, no, he's fine in his house. Why do you think he's like fine in his house? I think he was a little bit mushpa. He was a little bit, how to say mushpa? He was a little affected by like, okay, I don't expect a lot. In the inn, I'm paying money, I expect. And I think, okay, I'm in this guy's house, what do I expect? Ooh, he had a little taste of the tongue. And a little taste of the Tam. And many of us talk about, like, if you can't be a Tam yourself, at least have a friend that's a Tam. At least connect yourself to someone that's a Tam. If you're an angry person, at least have a friend who's very calm and connect with that person. Because he wasn't upset about the house. You'd think he'd like run out and like mad screaming, yelling, like this is disgusting. No, because his expectations are very low. It's the first time his expectations are low. One day, a nobleman came. One day a nobleman came and commissioned him to make a gold ring. He made a very exquisite ring, engraving it with detailed images. The pattern engraved in the ring was a very exquisite tree. However, when the nobleman came for it, he was not pleased at all with the ring. Now, who's he was not? I think that him, himself, was not pleased with the ring. The Chacham was very miserable since he knew that if he had made such a ring with a tree in Spain, it would be very precious and highly regarded. Oh, I think that the guy didn't like it. Oh, that's it. The nobleman didn't like it. And he's like thinking like, what? How could you? If I was in Spain, you know, you don't understand this tree. Listen to what he's doing. He's carving this unbelievable tree. He says, if I was just by the smart people in Spain, they would appreciate this. But you can't appreciate this. You don't like it. I mean, you know when someone does that? You know, you ever see like a fashion that like is like so disgusting? And like so this guy's like, oh, that's not nice. And then say, no, if you knew fashion, you would really understand. Oh, this is so really nice.
Yeah.
I was once in Tel Aviv on a bike tour with a group. And I had a horrible, horrible, horrible opposite from Schuss. Horrible, bad opportunity to see. Like that we were going through the old station in Tel Aviv, the old train station. And there was a big fashion show there. I've never seen like non-humans in my life. They weren't human. They were like these tall, weird-looking. Like it wasn't even a matter of Shmir Seinayim because, like, for me, they weren't even people. Like, usually when you see something, like, you get drawn to it. Like, I wasn't drawn to it. I was like, oh my god, these people look like ghosts. They look like they're probably very, very taking who knows what kind of steroids, drugs, whatever it is. It was disgusting. I felt sick the rest of the night. Literally, I remember my night chair. I talked to it with my night chair. I was like literally shaking, and I couldn't get a handle of myself because I was like so sickened by them. But they would say, you don't know anything about fashion. You knew about fashion, you'd understand that to look pale, skinny, and anorexic and horrible is very in. Okay, you know, like, but you don't look good. You know, he's like saying, if you only knew about the nobleman, you would look good. You guys don't know anything, so you don't like it. It's like a person is way too smart for the people he's around. Like, does that make you happy? No, nobody could understand you even. So if you're talking about it's like a Rebbe giving it's a high shear and nobody likes his shear and everyone leaves it and no, we don't like your shear, we don't understand your shear, because if you were smarter you would understand the shear better. But they're not. What do you want from them? Another time an important landowner came and brought him a valuable gem from a distant land. He brought another gem that had an image engraved on it and commissioned to reproduce the image and the gem he brought. So he brought a gem, he says, hey, look at this image. Do like this image. The Chacham was able to reproduce the image exactly, with the exception of one very minor detail that no one but himself would ever notice. There's one little minor detail that he left out. When the landowner returned and took his gem, he was very pleased. He's like, oh, wow, that's so beautiful. And he's like thinking, no, it's not. beautiful. You don't know anything. He's not happy with it. When the guy doesn't like it, oh, you don't know what fine a tree in Spain is, you know, like. And when the guy likes it, he goes, you idiot. You, only a person like you would like that. You don't understand. He's stuck. There are people living like this, guys. This is not some fairy tale. In a certain level, I sometimes live like this in my own life. We all have like this little bit of like this. Let's read a little bit on Al-Spain. The Chacham Ever was very miserable because of his mistake. What good is my skill if I can make such an error? See, he's going crazy over his mistake, but no one knows your mistake. Why? Because he has to be perfect. He has to be perfect. He's not doing it for the world, and same thing when it comes to chinuch. Am I doing these? Do I try to work so hard on this tefillin because I want everybody to enjoy and love Eretz Yisrael and everything like that? Or is it because I have to be the menatzeach and it has to work perfect? The Mordechai Kaba is a perfect tefillin. I don't know because I make things like I'm upset about. Nobody knows. But I'm like, no, I'm not happy with it because, it, you know, I try that everything should be covered shemayim, and therefore I'll only, you know. But sometimes we do things like to perfection, like people working in an office or something like this, they have to use the newest system. Okay, Dropbox works. Well, what are you telling me? No. Nobody knows the difference. It's fine. The ability to say it's fine in a real way, not an irresponsible way. It's fine. Is a big, big, big thing. It's fine. It's not perfect. Not perfect. It's fine. It's a great, great value to have. And sometimes, even to disappoint people. When the person just expects too much, when he expects too much perfection, my biggest maturing in life is when I was okay with disappointing people. Now, not on purpose, God forbid. That's like a really jerk thing to do. Like, yeah, I'm going to disappoint. Like, certain people in my life, if they're happy... if they're happy with what I'm doing, then I'm doing something wrong in life. If they're disappointed with me, I'm doing right in my life. Because it's like this perfection. It's okay. As long as you're getting things done, you're moving things along. Otherwise, the perfection kills people. It kills. It's just gaiva. I have to do things perfect. I'm better than that. His medical practice also brought him misery. Often he came to a sick person and gave him remedies. He knew that if the patient were to survive, he would be healed through these remedies. Yet there were cases where a patient died, and people would blame him. This made him very miserable. He didn't know. He was disappointing people. It's not his fault, but he couldn't take it because he didn't believe that Hashem is in control. He didn't believe that lo alecham lachalig mor. Where's lo alecham lachalig mor mean? It's not upon you to finish the malacha. You have to try the best as you can. Lo alecham lachalig mor. Ah, the guys are not coming to Shacharis. I'm doing everything I can. I'm not, you know, is it? Do I want the guys to come to Shacharis? Because I want the yeshiva to be perfect. Because, listen, let's say, I'm running the yeshiva. I'm not running the yeshiva. I'm running the yeshiva, so, you know, it's embarrassing. Well, they really want them to come to Minyan because I want them to come to Minyan and speak to Hashem. And they're confused. Why does he want them to come to Minyan? Because he wants me to come to Minyan. Nobody knows why someone should come to Minyan. And it's like so all messed up because if all of our kavanas are not the quote Shemayim only, then things get all messages get all messed up here. He's full of misery. It's like, you know, like for this is a doctor, but I'm saying in the chinuch, I feel like I'm sorry that I'm making this story a whole like therapy of chinuch, but like chinuch also people lose. I'm not successful. You know how many times I hear the word successful? We're not successful with the guy. What do you mean successful? What does that mean? How can you guide success? You try your best. You do all you can that you can do. That's in a normal ishtalis to do. And the rest, more. I can't change a person. Right? I can't beat a person. And come to Minyan and then Lord. I can only do what I can. And if I'm not good, maybe I'll step out, but I'm not, it's not going to be perfect. Okay. On the other hand, there were cases where the remedies that he gave for patients were effective and they recovered. In such cases, however, people would say that it was a chance occurrence. Just again, we wouldn't heal without you. You think that made him happy? Yeah. No way. The Chacham Nas was always full of misery. If you're here, always waiting, if you're doing things for the pat on the back and the shekoach and the honor, forget it. Your life is miserable. Miserable. You're never going to get as enough pats on the back as you can that you need if you're in that mindset. You're never going to get enough thank yous, and you're never going to get enough honor. Because no one really cares what you do, and nobody really... And they'll blame you when you do things wrong, and they'll turn away from you when you do things right. That doesn't mean that you can't enjoy a pat on the back, by the way. Something human and fine to feel that my work is appreciated, I'm happy about that. But if it's not appreciated, I'm doing it for the right reasons, I'm doing good things, and that's it. What am I supposed to do? But if you're constantly always looking at how are people reacting to my work, life is Gehenna, like it is for the Chacham. The same happened when he needed clothing. He summoned the tailor and struggled to teach him how to make the type of garment which he was familiar. The tailor finally got the point and made the garment exactly as he wanted. The only flaw is that one of the pels has not lined up exactly right. The Chacham was very upset. Here the garment may be considered nice since people do not know better. But he said, if I were in Spain with such a lapel, it would be a joke. There he is again. If I were in Spain, you didn't like Spain. You ran away from Spain. So stop talking about Spain. We're all like in a different place. Oh, if I were in this place. You're not in that place. You're not in that place. And what's going to happen is, if you keep on thinking about that place, you're not in that place and you're not the place that you're in. You're nowhere. Like the Chacham. But he said, if I were in Spain with such a lapel, it would be a joke. People would consider it ridiculous. This only added to his misery. The simpleton would constantly run to the Chacham in joy. When he found the miserable and grief of joy, he would ask him, why should such a brilliant, wealthy person like you be so miserable? Here I am always full of joy. The sophisticated considered the question ridiculous and thought the Tom to be a madman. The Tom said to him, even if ordinary people mock me, they are fools. Since even if they are smarter than I am, they are first fools. This is even more true of a brilliant person like you. If you are smarter than I, so what? Like, get over it. You're smarter than me, so what? Like, what? Finally, the time is like the first time that we see the time, like put a little bit like, what's wrong with you? It's the first time where he wasn't so naive anymore. It's the first time he lifts up his head and says, you're a fool. You're a real fool. The Tom then spoke up and said to the sophisticated, if only you could reach my level of intelligence. Whoa, 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 whoa. You hear what the Tom says to him? If only you could reach my... How do you think the Chacham's feeling right now?
Frustrated?
More angry. Like what the sophisticated replied, it's very possible that I could reach your level. God forbid. I could lose my meaning. If I get a lobotomy, I'll be on your intelligent level. Right? Your intelligent level? Yeah, I would take my brain to be loved. That's what he says. He goes, if heaven forbid, or if I become mad, then I'll be like you. Like, for him to be the Tom was so off the charts. He still didn't get it. He's so miserable. He's not happy about anything. He sees his friend who's so happy with everything in life, every little small thing in life. He's so happy. He's so happy with his work. He's so happy. He's doing fine. He's married. He's getting money. And he's getting enough money to live. And he still doesn't get the point. And he says, if I lost my brain, made up as smart as you. A madman. But for you to attain that, what I have isn't truly impossible. You can never be as intelligent as I am. He turns it to me and says, you can't be as intelligent. For God, so how did the Tom answer back? For God, everything is possible, answered the simpleton. In the weak wink of an eye, the keherif ayin, I can attain everything that you have. The sophisticated laughed at this very much. Like, no way. That's the biggest joke I've heard all day. You're never going to be like me. It's amazing that he still hold on to it. I will go a little further, because now we're up to the next part of the story. People are given the two sons surnames. One was called the sophisticated, while the other was called the simpleton. One was called the Chacham, one was called the Tom. Of course, there are many people in the world who are sophisticated and simple. However, in their case, these traits were the most obvious, meaning this person represented Chacham, meaning the Chacham that messes himself up, and this person represents a Tom. Where are we now?
178.
So the one had become a very sophisticated person, while the other one become very, very simple. Okay, we'll get up to the Royal Registry the next part. Now we're going to see the next part. I'll give away a little bit. We're going to see all of a sudden, like, the Tom just fly off in terms of, like, his life becomes, like, unbelievable. And we're going to see where the Chacham went. Right after the Chacham says that I would have to go mad in order to be like you. And the Tam says, Hashem could change everything like a hair of iron. And then we're about to read the change of the hair of iron of the Chacham. Of the Tam. Sorry. Okay, Bezer Hashem next time.